You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisberg, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. We're going to start somewhere on the Chaf Dav on the base. Let's just first get a little bit of background. So we remember that there was a Talmud that tried to provide a source for the Isser Hana by Shor HaNiskal and by Chametz BePesach. Right, that's what we were trying to do. We already had a discussion. Rav Chizkiya and Rav Bahu. Rav Chizkiya says, where do we see it from? Lashon of Lo Yechel. And Rav Bahu says, I don't even need Lo Yechel. Even if we said Lo Yochel, Lo Tochel, Lo Tochlenu, I would also assume Isser Hana. And then a Talmud came before Shmuel Bar Nachmani, and he said, I heard from Yeshua ben Levi, a different source, and the Gemara proceeded to challenge that source. And then he says, okay, the truth is, you're right, I concede, but your teacher, Yonasan, said a different source. And then Abaye, this was on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, so this is back to Wednesday's Amud. Abaye tried to revive one of the previous psukim. If you remember the pasuk about the chatas, the karban chatas, the chatas chitzonis that we see over there. There's an isser achila and it's an isser hana. We tried to learn from there, and Rav Papa said, "Hey, not so fast. I'm not allowing you to do that." He did, and he challenged Abaye's, and then Rav Papa offered his own source. And this was on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom, and it could be we didn't even finish bring his own source. And then what the Gemara does, so up to now on Chaf Dalet Amud Bey, so then it goes through the Shita of Rav Papa. It starts off, and then it gets into discussion about Malkus for different types of insects. And then we have Rabbi Abahu gives a rule. So I think we'll start from. So let's start from here. We're going to start on Chaf Dalet, rather high up on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We'll go through the summer quickly, though. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, do you see it? It's a little bit under the Tosfos Larabos, Esayimurin. Yeah, I think that's the most logical place to start. So, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Yisurin Shabbatorah, Ein Lokin Alein Ela Derech Achilason. All Yisurin in the Torah, you don't get Malkus over them, except if you do them Derech Achila. Now, by Yisurin, we mean the Surin that are Asur Be'achila. So, it's only if it's Derech Achilason. L'ma'ute Mai, to exclude what? It comes to exclude if someone ate raw fat, right? So eating fat is obviously asur, but if you ate it raw, which nobody, even if it was kosher, you wouldn't eat it raw. So eating chaylev chai, so you'd be potter. So that's what it comes to exclude. Now, Ikada Amri, there are those who learned this differently. Amar Bebahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shabbatorah, Ein Lokin Alehen, Ela Derech Hana'osan. That an Isser is only, you're only Chayiv over it, you only get Malkus over it, if it's in the normal Derech that you get Hana from it. Lumu'ute Mai, to exclude what? Amar Shimei Barashi, Lumu'ute Shim Haniach Chelev Shel Shor Haniskal Al Gabin Makaso. To exclude if somebody took the fats of an ox, which are not kosher, and you used it to on your makkah, on your wound, that you put the concept of putting meat on a wound, so you put the fat on the wound, so that is not considered its general method of hana. It's not its normal derech. It's not derech hana son, and therefore shuhu pater. It's pater. And all the more so, eating raw fat. Right? Why would you say, what's the svara? What's the svara to say that there's like a kavachomer here, that it's not derech hana to put fat on the wound, and all the more so to eat raw fat? Yeah. So we learned over here a kavachomer, right? This ikud amri is that the statement was said that if putting the fat, the fat of the shor, someone putting that on his wound, that's not considered derech ha'nason. Kavachomer, eating raw fat. So what's the kavachomer?
It's not pleasurable at all.
Right, right. Meaning that it's conceivable. I wouldn't say the typical use of fat would be to be placed on a wound. That's not derech ha'nason, but like it's not absurd, right? It's something that's reasonable. It's just it's not the normal use of it. Kal v'chomer, like a ridiculous, absurd use of it. Eating raw fat, that's an absurd use. So I think that's the kal v'chomer. The derech ha'nason, putting chelev of the shore on al makos. So it's not the derech ha'nason, but it's not like crazy. But eating raw fat is. So I think that's the kal v'chomer over here. Okay, now the Gemara says itmar nami. Was also stated. Amar Rav Acha bar Avya, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Haniyah Chelav Shel Shor Hanisko Al Gavi Makaso Pater Lefisha Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Ein Lokan Alehem Ela Derech HaNason. Basically, a complete support for what we just stated. Amar Rav Zera. Rav Zera says, Af Ana Nami Tnina. He says we also learned something similar in a Mishnah, right? The previous proof we just brought, the previous support, is basically exactly supporting this one. You have to use your head a little bit more, and we'll see if it stands the test of challenging. Ein soap so tanin. So here's the Mishnah. Mishnah is in Chulin. Ein sofkin esahar bayim mishum orla ela al hayotze min hazesim min hananavim bilvad. We're not sofkim for him, right? Sofkim means like to sponge up or absorb 40 malchus. A person doesn't absorb 40 malchus, meaning he doesn't get malchus, unless, for violating the Isser of Orla, of benefiting from Orla, unless it's from the juice, the oils of olives, or the juice of grapes alone. Meaning, as far as juices go. Right, obviously, if you eat any fruit of Orla, you violate this and you get malchus. We're talking about, what about the juices of such fruits? So only the olive juice and the grape juice would get some malchus. Ve'ilu metutim, te'enim, rimonim, if it's from berries or figs or pomegranates, lo. That's the Mishnah. So says Rav Zeira over here, or derives Rav Zeira, my taima, what's the reason? Why is there a difference between the grapes and olives and all the other fruits? Taima lav mishum delo ka'achil hu derech ha'nason. Isn't it because back then, olives and grapes, it's normal for them to be juiced, to be squeezed and pressed, and these other fruits less so? Ah, looks like you're only chayv for orla derech ha'nason. What's considered the normal derech? The normal derech of pomegranates is to be eaten whole. Of fruits, of figs, of berries, to be eaten whole. That's not derech ha'nason to juice them. Therefore, if you juice them and you benefit from the juices, that's not derech ha'nason. You're not chayv malchus. By grapes and olives, a very, very, very standard use. Derech ha'nason of olives and grapes certainly is to make oil, to make grape juice, to make wine. So isn't that what's going on in this Mishnah, says Rav Zeira? Isn't this indeed a support to the principle that we stated, that you're only over an Isser if you do a Derech HaNasan? Huh? Amar Le Baye. Bishloma Iyash Me'inan Pri Gufa. Listen, if this was talking about fruits itself, then it'd be very good what you're saying. Delokachel Derech HaNaso Shapir. Then everything would be good because you're not eating a Derech HaNaso. No, but over here, that's not why. The reason that we are that we're lenient when it comes to other fruits juices is not that it's because it's not derech hanasan. It has nothing to do with derech hanasan. Derech hanasan is not a requirement to be over the iser of arla midiraisa. So what's going on? Because it's just because when it comes to other fruit juices, that's just considered zeya ba'alma. It's considered fruit sweat. Pomegranate juice is fruit sweat. It's not really a chashev liquid. Olives, grapes, those are considered chashev liquids, right? We see spoken about throughout the Torah, the concept of yayin, of shemen zayis. Even the pasuk that we just had 2 weeks ago in Parshas Ekev that talks about the shivas aminim has right the eretz zeis shemen. So shemen and yayin have a completely different status than other liquids. They're not considered just fruit sweat, and therefore, if you drink one of these or you benefit from this, you violate the Yisrav Arla. Other juices not. But it has nothing to do with Derech HaNasan, says Abaye, refuting Rav Zeira. Okay. Amar Abaye. Now Abaye says, HaKol Modim B'Kilo'e Kerem Shalokin Alein Afilo Shaloda K'Derech HaNasan. Not only does Abaye say, I'm not so sure about Rav Zeira's proof to the principle that you're only over something if you do a Derech HaNasan, but he says, I'll give you a case where for sure everybody would agree that even if it's not Derech HaNasan, you still can't have Hana from it. And what is that? Kilay Kerem. Kilayim. Why? My Taima. Mishim Delo Kesibuhu Achila. Because it doesn't say a lashon of achila by them, right? Normally, hana is like a subcategory of achila, but over here it doesn't even say achila in the first place. Does it quote the pasuk here for us? Does Rashi quote it? Right, Rashi says kilay akerem ksiv. Right, 4 lines on the bottom of Rashi, ksiv pen tikadesh hamaleah. Right, that maybe the row will become sanctified, not really sanctified, like consecrated in a way that you can't use it. Demasma lo tehena mimenu, which implies you're not allowed to benefit from it. El tishrefenu, rather you have to burn it. Upen lavhu, and lashon of pen, lest, is a lav. It's lashon of a lav. So basically, it doesn't mention achila at all. It doesn't mention achila, but it says that. It's like basically it's a, you know, consecrated, you can't use it at all. So it doesn't even, over here, it doesn't even have to be derech hanasan, says Abaye. Mesve. So we're going to challenge that, and this is going to be a discussion now for like the top of this amud from the following brisa. That, and it's going to take some time to explain the brisa, and then we'll see how it's a refutation to what Abaye just said. So mesve, let's take a look. Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda says, "Minayin lebasar b'chalav shu aser." Where do we know that basar b'chalav is aser? Interesting question, huh? It's actually last week's parsha. We saw it yesterday, literally yesterday. It's also two other places. It's in Mishpatim and Kisisa, right? But it's here as well. But Rashi says, Shehu Asar Be'achila. Because actually, it's not so simple. What does the Torah say? The Asar is Bishul. Lo Sevash Shel Gediba Chalevi Mo. There's anything about eating. So Nemar Khan Ki Am Kodesh Ata. It says over here, also, this is the pasuk from last week's parsha. Ki Am Kodesh Ata, because you are a holy nation, Lashem Lakecha, Losa Vashila de Griba Halevimo. The Nemar Lahalan, and it says over there, this is back in Mishpatim, the Anshe Kodesh to you and Li. You shall be Anshe Kodesh for me. Uvasar basada trefa lo sochelu, continues the pasuk, and meat in the field that is trefa, that is torn up, you're not allowed to eat. La kela tashlichuno so, you shall throw it to the dog. We saw this a couple of bot ago. It was likewise, or maybe this past Sunday. So we see Anshe Kodesh, right? You are my holy nation. Don't cook meat and milk. And we also saw you are holy people to me. Don't eat trefa, literally throw it to the dog. So we see malahalon aser, just like over there when it comes to trefa, it's aser b'achila. Afkan aser here too by basar b'chalav, it means it's aser to eat, not just to cook but to eat. Ve'ainli ella achila b'achila behana minayin. Where do I know that it's aser behana? Now it's not the classic understanding, classic. You know, midrash that we're familiar with probably is that the Torah says it 3 times, right? So we know over here there's an Isser Bishul, an Isser Hana, an Isser Achila, an Isser Hana. The Gemara has a different limud for this, right? So it learns. It learns from a comparison to, like, basically a gzera shava to trefa. That's we know there's an iser achila, not just an iser bishul. The simple text is an iser bishul. The comparison, the gzera shava to trefa teaches an iser achila. How do we know iser hana? So the Gemara says from a kavach omer. You say a kavach omer. Uma orla shlo nevda ba'aveira asura bahana. Well, we know orla is asur bahana, right? Remember, it said orla so va'aralta, and we learned that this isur hana. And by orla, you, no one did an aveira to make orla, right? How do you make orla? Plant a tree, right? You plant a tree. No one did any aveira, and it's asur bahana. So nevda ba avera asura bahana basar v'chalav she nevda ba avera. Somebody did an avera. Someone cooked meat and milk. Eino din shehe asur bahana. Isn't it kavachomer that it should be asur bahana? So that's how we know. We learn a gzera shava from arla. Sorry, kavachomer from arla that basar v'chalav would be asur bahana, not just asur b'bishul b'achila. The Gemara says, hold on. Not so simple you could say that. All right, now, Chaf Hei Amad Allah. Finally, Ma la Orla shekein lo hayesa la shasa kosher. Hold on. Can you really say that for Orla? Which Orla is actually has a big chumra to it because it never experienced a shasa kosher. It was never kosher for a moment. Right? As soon as the plant started coming into being, it's always been usher. Right? Orla starts off usher, and then by the fourth, so that's really fifth year, it becomes no longer usher. Tomer b'basar b'chalav shahayisalo shasa kosher. Can you say the same thing by basar b'chalav that has a shasa kosher, kosher? Meaning, basar b'chalav, you originally, you know, framed it as if basar b'chalav has like a stringency, that, right? You can only learn a kal v'chomer if one is kal and one is chamor, right? So you originally like posed it as, well, basar b'chalav, there was an aveira done for it. So chamor. Orla, there was no aveira done. So if orla's asur b'hana, kal v'chomer basar b'chalav. Hold on, basar b'chalav is actually not so strict. You know, there was at one point a shas kosher. It was once mutter, as opposed to orla that was, you know, bad to the bone. Right? It was born into a bad family or a status of iser, cheskas iser. And maybe that's such a powerful chumrah that's going to be make it asur b'hana, even though no avera was done for it. I can't necessarily learn that basar b'chalav is also asur b'hana based on orla. Similar says, hold on, well, fine. So you're pressuring me. Let's find a case that's asur b'hana. That's asur b'hana, and it was not always asur. Chametz b'pesach yochiyach. Chametz on Pesach. Chametz was once mutter when? The day before Pesach. Right? The day before Pesach it was mutter. Shahayelo shasa kosher. V'asr b'hana. So here's a kavachomer for basar b'chalav. Right? So we have Chametz on Pesach. It had a shas kosher. And it's asr b'hana. Maybe basar b'chalav, you can learn from that. So much says no. Mal chametz bePesach shekein anush kares, tamar basar b'chalav sheina anush kares. Hold on, chametz on Pesach. That's really intense. Chametz on Pesach, we know, right? Anybody who's experienced, Pesach knows the gravity of the issur of chametz and how above and beyond we go for chametz. Chametz is an issur kares. Basar b'chalav is an issur malchus. So. Just so, yeah, you tell me chametz. Ah, oh, look, it has a shas kosher, and it's still asur b'hana. So too by basar b'chalav. No, but chametz is also iser kares. I can't necessarily learn from that basar b'chalav is asur b'hana from there as well. So then we're still in this brisa of Isi Ver Yehuda. So kilai ha-kerem yochichu she'ein anush kares va'asur b'hana. So learn it from Kilayim, right? Kilayim of the vineyard, It doesn't have an onus of kares, right? It's an isur lav. There's no isur kares, and it's asur b'hana. You could say the same thing by basar b'chalav. Learn it from say basar b'chalav, right? And don't worry about the shas kosher. Wait for now. We'll go back to that piece. But learn from basar b'chalav. Learn from kilay karen that basar b'chalav is asur b'hana. Now ve'im isa. And if it's true, so now this is the Gemara now going back and challenging Abaye's statement. Now what Abaye said, going back for a moment, is that Kilaya Kerem is usher even not Derech Hanasan, because it doesn't say in Isser the Feirish. So Vim Isa, if that's true, that means that there's a big chumrah by Kila Ikerem that Basar B'chalav does not have. Right? So Vim Isa, Nifroch, Ma L'Kila Ikerem, Shekein Lokin Alein, Afilu Shelo Kederach Hanasan. Right? In this Brisa, remember, everyone who was arguing on Isti Vayehuda was responding, you can't learn it from Orla. Orla doesn't have a Shas Kosher. You can't learn it from Pesach. Pesach has this chumrah of Issacharis. And then we said, and then how did the Bryce end up? Kilay Kerem. You can learn from Kilay Kerem. But then the Bryce should have argued back. The opinion of the Bryce should have argued back. Kilay Kerem? Kilay Kerem is so machmir that even if it's not Derech HaNasan, you're chayiv. Even if it's not Derech HaNasan, yet the Bryce, the Machshon and the Bryce didn't say that. So this is a challenge to Abaye's assumption. So what would Abaye say back? Well, the Abaye, and Abaye says, "Tomer b'mai." You're saying it with what? Tomer b'basar b'chalav she'ein lokin alav ela derech hanaso. So you're saying that it's like, you know, we learn from basar b'chalav that you're having a problem learning basar b'chalav from it because basar b'chalav you don't get malchus, meaning you're assuming that we only get malchus or basar b'chalav derech hanaso. Gemara says, Atuba basar b'chalav achila k'siva bay. Is it true that there's an achila mentioned by basar b'chalav? Remember, what was the whole vart by kilay kerem? Right, it says that there's no isar achila. Right, there's no achila mentioned. Says Abaye, that's his chiddush. There's no achila mentioned, and therefore your chayiv malchus, even if it's not derech hanasan. He says by basar b'chalav also doesn't say achila. So I would even say the same. I would even say the same thing. I would say you can even be over, even if it's not Derech HaNasan for Basar B'chalav. It's the same thing. So don't try to challenge me with that one. The Idach. Okay, so that's actually a good point. So what would the other side say? Those challenging of Abaye. The Idach. Dika Mosiv Lo Savar Lahachi Kagamar Min Nevela. Right, but. Right, let's just read again. The one who is challenging, meaning the other end. So Savar Lahachi Kagamar Me Nevela. He says we learn from Nevela. Now Rashi actually over here, take a look at Rashi. Rashi is Nevela. The Nevela Achila Ksiva Bay. It says right, the assumption is that Basar B'chalav is in the same category as Nevela. And it meaning the achila is understood, but Rashi just points out nevela lav dafka kamar. We don't dafka mean nevela daha mitreifa kamar nala because it was actually from treifa. Right. So, sometimes colloquially we definitely use this interchangeably. Right. You refer to everything as treif. Right. You refer to a cheeseburger as treif. Obviously midiraisa that's not treif. Midiraisa treifa is treif. Right, there's a hole in the lungs. It's treif, but we use the term treif, and sometimes the Gemara is not so particular with using nevela or treifa. So Rashi says when it says nevela over here, assume it means treifa. But here's the point. The point is that the Makshan and the Brisa assumed that there's basically like an implicit achila mentioned by Basar B'chalav, even if it's not explicit, because we categorize Basar B'chalav with treifa based on the gzeir shav of kodesh. So, and therefore, Right, so Savar Lahafi Ka Gamar Mindavela, and back to the Gemara, Mandavela Derech HaNasa, Af Basa Bachalav Derech HaNasa. And just like Nevela is Derech HaNah, so also Basa Bachalav, you'd only be over Midaraisa if you do a Derech HaNah. The Abaye, and Abaye would say back to him, Lahachi Lok Sav Achila Begufo, Lomar shalokin alav afila shalodarech hanaso. And Abaye says, no, look, I specifically learn over here. The Torah specifically does not use a lashon of achila by basar b'chalav. Specifically does not use that lashon because it wants to teach us that you're even over if it's not derech hanaso. That's why the Torah does not use a lashon. It doesn't say lo sochal basar b'chalav because it wants you to know that it's not. Just like Hilai Kerem, it's not just Derech HaNasa. So even if you eat it, not Derech HaNasa. So let's say you eat, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how would it be not Derech HaNasa. So. Or maybe putting Basar B'chalav as on your wound. Right. Yeah, right, right. Putting a nice cheeseburger, right? Put a cheeseburger on your eye, right? But it would have to be cooked for there to be the Isser, right? But let's say it's just a cold day, right? You're at the Siyam HaShas, this past Siyam HaShas, and there's a nice warm cheeseburger that they're accidentally selling. You know, you normally have a kosher stand at most sports events, so you have one treif stand at the Siyam HaShas, let's say, and you warm yourself up with this cheeseburger. So is it not Derech HaNasa, so... Right, so Rabbi says it doesn't have to be Derech HaNasa. Okay, now the Gemara asks Vilifroch, but hold on, we should have asked my lekiloya kerem shekin lo hayos shasa kosher. Right, hold on, kiloya kerem doesn't have shasa kosher. Right, kiloya kerem, they were right, as soon as they're kiloyim, they were always usher. So that you're right. We were right. The Brisa was trying to right. We're kind of out of a bayit for now, but we're just confused about that one point in the Brisa. The Brisa was trying to learn how Basar B'chalav, which has the Shas Kosher, is also Bahana, and we want to learn from Kilaya Kerem. Kilaya, we couldn't learn it from Orla because Orla was never kosher. We tried to learn it from Pesach, Chametz on Pesach, because that was kosher at one point, but we couldn't because of this or Karis. How can we learn from Kilay Karen? Kilay Karen never has Shas Kosher. So Vilifroch Maya Kilay Karen, she can't have Shas Kosher. So Amar Rabbi Barava says, Zoso Meres Kilay Karen Ikarin Nesarin. This teaches us that when it comes to Kilay Karen, the Iker, like I guess the main part of the fruits are also usher. Ho v'hayisa lehen shas hakosher kodem hashrasha, because they have the shas hakosher before the hashrasha, before they took root, they were kosher, right? Because the Gemara at this point wasn't so sure. It assumed maybe what's usher when it comes to kilay karam, only that which grew after. Once it's planted there, and that growth, maybe only the growth is usher, but the like right, so like meaning like as once it starts to grow, so you chop off, right? Let's say you say, okay, I'm done with my Averos. I'm putting Kilay Karam behind me. Never going to plant Kilay Karam again. What can I benefit from? So you would cut off the growth, and the Iker fruits that were planted there, you can maybe benefit from. But over here, and if that were so, then we would say Kilay Karam never had Shas HaKosher, because the only thing that's categorized as this Isser Kilay Karam is the growth. And it was always usher, but from the fact that this brisa is assuming that there's a shas kosher for kilay karem, so it must be more than just the growth. This part of kilay karem must be the main grapes, I guess, and other foods that was mixed with the grapes, grains. They must also the ikur. Like food, also not just the growth, is also included in Kilay Karem, and therefore had a Shas Kosher, right? Before it took root, when you planted it, it was kosher, and before it took root, and then everything is, and once it takes root, everything is Everything is usher, so it had a shas kosher. So zosim eres kilei karam ikar nesarin hova ha'isalem shas kosher kodem hashrasha. Since it, and because our brisa necessarily indicates that they had a shas kosher before it took root. Mosif Rav Shemaya, and Rav Shemaya challenges this from a Mishnah, I think. Hamavir otzitz nakov bekerem. If somebody moves a perforated pot in a vineyard, im hosif masayim usser. So if he added 200 parts to it, 200th of it, so it's usser. So hosif in lo hosif lo. Right, so it says that if there was a hosafos, right, if there was growth to the plant, so that's usser. Mashma lo hosif lo, but if there was no growth, then it's not usser. So how are you telling me that the karin, right, that the main like roots are usser? If over here this mission over here seems to say that it's specifically the growth that would be usser. So Amar Rava. Rava explains. Trei kroi ksivi. There are two seemingly contradictory psukim. Ksiv hazera uksiv hameloa. Hameleya. Right? It says, right, the pasuk says, pen tikdash hameleya hazera. So it says meleya, which seems to be like the its fullness, its growth. And it says zera. The seed. So which one is it? What is it? The growth or is it the seed itself? So that's a question. So we have to resolve this contradiction. So hazera. So uksiv hazera. Uksiv leya. So haketzad. How does it work out? So zerua meikaro bahashrasha. Zerua zerua ba hosif in lo hosif lo. Right. So it's saying that if it was zerua meikaro, that if it was planted from its beginning, so behashrasha, then as soon as it takes root, that's when it's usher. But if it was zerua uba, but if it was zerua somewhere else, it was you know implanted, pardon the pun, right, from somewhere else, and then it was placed there, so then hosif in lo hosif lo, meaning that if you first planted these kiloyim in this field, then as soon as it takes root, it's usser and the ikarim are usser. But if you actually took the plant from somewhere else and put it in here, then only the growth is going to be usser. So sometimes the ikarim are usser, and sometimes only the hosafa, the growth is usser. Okay, we only have a few minutes left. We're about to get into a very interesting discussion now, changing gears a little bit, and we're not going to do the whole thing tonight, but let's take a look. Let's see what we can do. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bechol Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Asherah. You might have seen this if you ever learned other Ian Sugyos on this topic of the Kimo Chamuros. Right? So it says, the Rabbi Yaakov says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you're allowed to heal yourself with anything except for wood of an asherah. Meaning, sometimes wood or plants has a medicinal benefit, and you're allowed to heal yourself with anything except for that of an asherah. An asherah is an idolatry, right? It's a tree that was worshipped. So, heichidami. So, wait, hold on. What does this mean? Inema de'ika sakana. If you're telling me that this is a case of sakana, so afilo atze asherah nami. Even atzei asherah, you should be allowed to benefit from it, right? If your life is on the line, pikuach nefesh, you can benefit from a piece of a worshipped tree, an asherah. V'deleika sakana, and if there's no sakana, afil kol yisur shabatora namilo. Any iser, right? It shouldn't be that only asherah is aser. Everything that you're not allowed to get hana from should be usher to get medicinal benefit from. So which it doesn't make sense. If it's a sakana, then asherah shouldn't be an exception. Everything should be, right? You should be allowed to use an asherah as well. And if it's not a sakana, then why only asherah is asher? Anything should be asher. The Gemara says, li olam de'ika sakana. So we're talking about where there is a sakana. Vafilu hachi atzei asherah lo. And even so, you can't use atzei asherah to have enough from it. Really? Your life is on the line. Yeah, really. To tie in, because we went to the bright, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, im nemar b'chol nafshecha, lama nemar b'chol me'odecha, v'im nemar b'chol me'odecha, lama nemar b'chol nafshecha. Why do we say in Kriya Shema that you should love Hashem with all your soul and all your ma'od, all your everything else, your very much more, and Chazal understand it as your money. Over here, it's understood as your money. Why does it say with all your soul and all your money? Ella lo melacha, rather to teach you, im yesh adam shegufa chaliva lami memono. Some people, their bodies are worth more to them than their money. V'kach nemer b'chol nafshecha. So it says b'chol nafshecha. Right? That's the stronger one for you. V'yesh adam shememono chaliva lami gufa. And they're a person who people that, stunt doubles and whatever else, and football players, and people who put their and me when I don't sleep enough, people who put money before their physical health. So that's greater for them. So then it says, "B'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha, b'chol dibinecha, b'chol nafshecha." But it speaks to everybody. Whether you value your health more, your money more, this is talking to you. You have to love Hashem with all of that, whatever you value the most. L'kach nemar b'chol me'odecha, and therefore it says b'chol me'odecha. And basically, well, I have less than a minute left, so well, at this point. So basically, what it means to say is that there are certain things you put your life on the line for Hashem, and when it comes to Asherah, which is avodah zarah, and that's completely against you have to Hashem Elokecha, loving God is anything related to avodah zarah. So even if your life is on the line and there's a sakana, you're going to give that up for Hashem. And now we're going to get into this discussion. You take a look at the next several lines. And it's going to get into the three things that are, you put your life on the line for. So it's a very interesting discussion coming up tomorrow.